Eloise Roberts, October 15, 2008. Voy a hacer la entrevista en español, ¿no?
¿En español?
Yeah, or you prefer in English? I can do either one. Or we can do a little bit of both if you need.
Okay.
I'll just start the introduction in Spanish and then we'll continue. Muchas gracias por haber aceptado participar en este proyecto. Ciertamente beneficiará a la comunidad ahora y en el futuro. El propósito de este cuestionario es producir una narrativa de su historia lo más detallada y coherente posible. En vista de esto, le animo a sentirse libre de preocupación por proveer una respuesta muy minuciosa. Eso es lo que queremos, o sea que puede hablar tanto quiera. Tengo presente que ya firmó el formulario de consentimiento la vez pasada que estuvimos aquí, pero también quiero que sepa que puede sentirse en libertad de decirnos si hay algunas cosas que menciona durante la entrevista que le gustaría mantener fuera de los materiales educativos y expositivos que estamos creando basado en la entrevista, ¿no? We'll go ahead and start with the first question. I can put this here.
Yes.
Perfect.
I know.
Yep, that's perfect. I'll start with the first question. Okay. Tell me about your place of birth and what was going on there while you were growing up. Where were you born?
I was born in Guatapé. Marañón, was in English. My grandmother said Guachipale. Calle 12 de Octubre, Casa 23-28, Abano.
Okay, at home. Mm-hmm. So you had a partera. Your mother had a partera.
Yes, Miss Iris.
Okay.
I show still alive when I go.
What else do you remember about Mrs. Iris?
Oh, she was a strapping lady come from Jamaica, and she was a midwife, and she was she wasn't working at a hospital, you know. She was a midwife she came from Jamaica with the schooling and so forth, and she was a midwife for, you know, anybody that called her, she was there to deliver.
Okay, that's excellent. Were there many midwives around when you were growing up? Do you know of many women?
Yes.
Yeah.
But know them personal, I do.
Okay.
But I know this one personal because then I grew up and when I had my first child, Eleanor, I took her to her for her to see her. So you must know how that was. She died after.
Okay. How was your childhood? What would be some of your most precious memories from your childhood?
I can't remember them. Them was rough. Some was easy. Some wasn't easy because I was living, my mother and my father separate, and I was living with my mother, and I went and lived with my father, mother, and that is the way it was. But it was okay. It was okay.
Good. And who were your best friends, and where were you? Who were your best friends and where were their parents from? Were they West Indian? Were they Panamanian, Spanish?
All two. My best friend was Norma Padmore, Jerry Yearwood, but she right now is in Cologne. I used to think I want to go and look for her. And I never have much friends.
Okay. So Moore and Jerry, the two you mentioned, are you still in touch with them?
Well, Norma died 40 years ago. I get in touch with her daughter, which she lives in Miami, Matty, and Jerry is in Cologne. Those were now coming up. But I have some friends now also. I have Bishop Drummond. She lives in 19th Street, whereabouts. I have Myrna. She lives in Balmoral. I don't have much friends.
Okay, tell me about your parents and your grandparents. Where were they from and how did they get to Panama? So first of all, where was your father from?
Barbados.
Okay, and your mother?
Panama.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning. And where was your father's father from? Your paternal Barbados. Grandfather, grandfather, okay. And the grandmother as well?
Right.
Okay. And your mother's family, was your mother's mother from Panama also, or?
It's from, no, my mother come from Jamaica.
Okay. And how about your mother's father?
Barbados.
Okay. How did they come to Panama? How did your parents?
They came through the, when they were building the canal.
Mm-hmm. What did they do with the canal?
Really, I can't say that. I know them were working. I don't know whether them was carrying water or they was, you know, but yes, they came in that time.
I'm going to ask you a little bit more specific about the professions. What profession did your father have? What did he work at?
He was a cook. Okay.
And your mother?
Well, she was a dressmaker and plus she was a domestic worker. When she not sewing, she was washing and ironing for some fun.
Great. Did you learn dressmaking from her at all?
No, I learned it from my second daughter.
Oh, okay.
Because I still have the machine that she bought all so many years she gone with. Yeah. How long am I left on? 6, 12 years.
What about your grandparents? Do you know the profession of your father's parents? Your grandfather and grandmother from your father's side?
Well, he had came through with
the canal.
Yeah.
And your father's mother?
I think she was a maid.
And what about your mother's side? What did your mother's father...
Same thing,
father
with the one come from Jamaica, one come from Barbados.
Okay. A canal worker and maid.
Yeah.
All right. Who were the friends of your parents and grandparents? And do you remember visiting them or them visiting you at your home? And what do you remember them doing, eating, drinking, or talking about during those visits? Let's say when your parents had their friends over, what did they talk about a lot?
Well, you see, they hardly had, like, close friends. My grandfather used to drink plenty, and he used to go and play domino. My grandmother stayed home when she not working in the quarters, you know, like, Corazon, Clayton, or so forth. She's the home with the neighbors. So I don't know about any close friends.
Okay. Well, with the neighbors, what did she do with the neighbors? Did they ever get along? Hang out together?
Some, and some don't.
Yeah.
Because my grandmother understands anything she said goes.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about school. Who were your teachers? Where were they from? And what things do you remember about school time?
My first grade teacher was a lady named Clementina Herrera in Venezuela. Uh-huh. And my English teacher is named Miss. I can never remember her first name, or her last name, but I know her first name was Teacher Miss something, and we was one know white after the Miss. But she said that's what her she come from Jamaica. She said that's all. I can't remember her last name.
Okay.
And my brother was there and I should have been asking yesterday and I forget.
Okay. so that was just called a teacher miss, and then her name. Okay.
No, her name. Miss. That was her name. But I can't remember her last name.
Okay.
And we were new to one and asked her why, and she said, well, that's what her parents name her. So, you know, it's funny enough, miss.
Now, what about, what was the racial background of your classmates and your teachers? Were your classmates West Indian, Panamanian, Latin, and what about your teachers?
It was, I only remember one teacher, Clementina Zeta. She was very, very nice. That was in Venezuela school. And it was mixed because, you know, we were going to learn Spanish whilst our grandparents said, no, we're going to get light in our head. So when you go to start time school, it was 7 in the morning until 12. And then you're going from 1 to 4. When you go 7 in the morning, you come out 12, then wash your hair. Dry it back up, send you on, and when you come home 4 o'clock, then wash it again. So that is but my school days was all right. And when I had some friend in school, I can't remember her first name, was she there now? Her last name was Mingo. You know, we used to go to school together, you know.
What else did you do together? Did you play games together?
After school? I have some friend, we play on Jack. And then we play ball, and we play jumping, you know, what these children nowadays doesn't do. They make a circle.
What was your favorite music when you were growing up? And what were your favorite singers? What kind of songs did you like?
One was Calypso. And one was Melody. You know, soft music. I used to like, with Panama had plenty Calypsonian, Lord Panama and all that, and then I used to like to hear Sparrow and them, and in the soft music I used to like the Platters and there's them three girls now that one of them is not in it, the Supreme, you know, and Sam Cooke, and yeah, them was my music.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
In Spanish, it was salsa.
That's cute.
Spanish, it was Benny More and Daniel Santo, and you know, at that time Benny More was in swing, so everything was Benny More. And then we had Armando Bosa, you know, and then we had Boa, and
do you remember any of their songs? Do you want to sing a small part of one of those songs that you used to like to listen to?
By heart, I can't remember it. But I know another one, well, the Calypso is, you talk about one, can't remember the word of it. That one is in the cemetery. And then Faro had one that Adolf played and missed with DVD. But to say, really remember all the songs to sing as I can.
Now, what music do you listen to today? Are they the same as before, or are they new songs that you like today and the music that's playing?
Well, I like my old and good. Because all the old cassette I asked a guy to put them in DVD. So I play them, and I mostly on Sunday or sometime I play nothing but church music.
It's a good thing this guy was able to transfer the cassettes to the DVDs,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah. Right, yeah. Yes, and you know, so then last longer. So
exactly.
I have all, even Benny More, I have all of them full, but goodie. Let it be me, and you know, I have all of them in there.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I play them, you know, but tired of watching the TV, don't give nothing, I put them in, and I plays them, you know. I used to like one of them, that the singers, I remember who singing, me and Mrs. Jones, I play that.
Okay. Do you like to eat, and what are your favorite foods?
No. I don't eat much anymore because I suffer with cholesterol, but I like fish, white rice, I like spaghetti, meatballs, and I like soup, but with everything in it, fish tails, fish feet, yam, yuca, plant, the whole work. And dumplings. You don't have dumplings, it's not soup.
Awesome. Do you like to cook as well?
I like to cook. I like to bake. I like to iron. I don't like to wash. But most of all, I love to bake. Mm. I bake anything you bring. Any fruit, whether it's mango, whether it's papaya, whether it's any fruit. So what's up, any fruit, I love to make it.
So could you share with us one of your recipes for one of the things you bake? How would you make one of your favorite pies or cakes that you would bake?
Well, which one of the cakes?
You pick. Which is your favorite? Okay, let's say sour stuff. Go with sour stuff. How would you make that one?
You make it regular, like, you know, you take the sour stuff and you beat it. But my favorite is either carrot or chocolate.
How do you make those?
The chocolate, you buy the chocolate. You don't buy it in a box, because I don't buy it in a box. You buy the chocolate and Hershey's chocolate. And you put, like, 2-3, like say a quarter cup of you take one cup and a third of flour. One cup and a third full. You put one and a half teaspoon of baking powder, 1.5 teaspoon of baking soda. You put a cup and 3/4 sugar in it, but the baking powder and the flour you seal it and you rest it on the side, and then you put the sugar, you put a cup of salad oil that don't carry butter, a cup of salad oil and 2 eggs, then you mix the flour and everything together. Not that this one, they're like the regular cake, no. You mix all of them together, and then you put on the water to warm, make it be hot. You need a cup of water and a cup of milk. And then you throw it in, then you throw in, break the egg one by one, and it's a good ice. And then you beat it up, add a good tip of vanilla. And then you beat everything. This chocolate cake is not that, you know, you have to make the butter and the sugar melt. No. This, you mix everything together, and you throw in some milk, throw in the salad oil, you break the egg, it's a cold diet food, and you beat it. they throw in the water, then you throw in the rest of milk, and you beat it until it gets soft, and you bake it for 35 minutes. You grease the pan, you flour it, and you bake it. You can do it in two low pan, and you can do it in one now.
Thank you. All right. Now, what are your favorite sayings, and where did you hear them or learn them for the first time? These are sayings that maybe your mother or your grandmother used to say to you, or sayings that you said to your children.
I said just to my grandma and them. My grandma more than the team, so I can't tell you.
Oh, you can tell.
Yes.
So this is a newspaper work. This is just out of Fullerton.
I mean, out of Baltimore.
Here in Panama. I'm the project we're doing.
How long has it been out?
You're only going to see it if we've interviewed you, to be quite frank. So we give them to the people that we've interviewed specifically.
So why do you have no publicity regarding this stuff?
Oh, no, we do, but we leave them at specific places. So if you go to Ganavena, which is in the Argentina, if you go to Mustafa in Indiana, and if you go to, well, one lady, Carmela Goldberg, helps us distribute them as well.
I'm not Carmela.
Yeah, you know, so she has them at her house all the time.
Yeah, but that's what, you know, if you land in Miami International Airport,
It's not that kind of project. We have to have more to show you in order to do that kind of publicity. We don't want to make
So how long have you been doing this?
We started interviewing a year ago, 2007, and little by little we've been interviewing in Panama, Colón, and Bocas del Toro. And when we're you're gonna see publicity when we actually do our main exhibit, which is next year. Which is going to be featuring all the different audio, video, as well as posters and so forth.
Okay,
so that's where we'll promote big time. This is pretty much how it
goes. Yeah. In like to investigate, you know what?
You know what?
In the old FBI.
Excellent. Well, I'll leave your copy.
The FBI, so.
Excellent.
So I'm going to make sure if it is right or it's not right, that thing.
Perfect.
Yes.
Perfect.
Make
I need more like you. Check out everybody.
Are you with Carlos Sanchez and all those guys, or no?
Well, I form part of many things. I'm a member of Sama. I work with this project now since 2007. I try to keep involved with the things that are going on.
No, I'm not involved in anything.
That's okay. You
no, no, be because
yeah.
You know, I mean,
there are many people doing a lot of things, so
yeah.
You know.
I just, this is good, but it's a good thing that y'all are doing. You had a big voice in Panama, but you're not getting hurt.
Yeah, we're trying to get a lot of the material that we do to go to the schools. So that's our next big thing, is getting with the teachers, making sure that students are hearing a lot of the history through this kind of project.
What are you teaching there? Or anything you don't have?
Okay, come back.
Okay, all right. You were telling me about the Mighty Sparrow.
Yes.
Yes. Do you remember any? I know you like all of the songs, all of the things, but are there any particular lyrics or a particular song that stands out that you want to?
It don't make a difference.
A lot of people say that one. Yeah, a lot of people say that one. Okay. Alright. Now, what religion are you? And if you're Christian, what particular denomination?
I am a reviver. Spiritual revival. I was ordained as a reverend 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 5 years ago.
Okay, excellent. And what would you say is the main role of religion in your life? You're ordained as a reverend.
Mm-hmm.
Are these still practiced, or what would you be your main role now? How do you feel?
Go and pray. Go to the what you call the home, el asilo Bolívar. Cualquiera asilo que necesita. And then we have our charity giver sit inside of you. That's when we need the pampers and the soup and all of that. That's our charity giver to help us give to the poor, you know, the asilo Bolívar, asilo, we have 4 asilo we don't go to, and plus we go out and pray, and if you need help, we try, and yeah.
Now, what would you say is the favorite part of the church service for you?
I don't have no special part. You preach if you have to, you sing, and you give encouraging words.
So you like everything. That's all.
Yes, it's a package.
Okay. Did you practice sports when you were a kid? If so, which sports?
football, baseball, in which number.
How long did you do that? From what age to what age did you play ball?
About a year, let's say I'm about 8 to 9.
Now, do you watch baseball on TV nowadays? Do you still enjoy watching a game?
Yes, yes, my team losing the Dodgers. Team won't lose already, so.
You said you played baseball 8 to 9 years total, for eight to nine years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How old were you when you started playing?
I was about 8.
Okay, so you played at age 8,
yeah.
Not for 8 years.
Uh-uh.
Okay. Did you have any contact with American culture during your youth? And what do you remember about that? Any aspect of American culture?
I don't understand that.
Okay. Did you have any contact with things that came from the United States? Music, foods? I don't know, products, you know, American products that were maybe sold in Panama, things like that.
Yes.
You were growing up. Like what? Yeah, what would you say? What would be some examples of that?
Right then, man. And Trump, what is it?
Remember you mentioned a lot of the music? A lot of the music you heard was from the United States.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Anything else like that?
I don't remember.
The foods you ate, were any of them...
Well, it's pretty near the same thing as Panama. Chicken, pork chop, well, them fish is different from we own. And catfish, them catfish different from we own. You know, but I try it and, you know.
Did you grow up eating potato salad?
It's pretty near like Panama.
Yeah, but that's American. That's not
yes,
American.
Yes.
That's truly American.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Potato salad. All right.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I thought it come from my granny.
I know. Everybody thinks that when you go to Jamaica, somebody eats potato salad.
Oh!
That's what I thought too. But then, yeah, yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing trend. Yeah. Now.
And the coleslaw, that come from over there
too? Yeah.
I love it. Okay.
All of those mayonnaise mixed products?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
All right. Now, tell me about your view of your West Indian ancestry. How do you think of your West Indian background?
I think it is very, very good. It's just that there aren't anybody to know a day that all the old people die out. They don't have anybody to really teach you about it. But if you get to really know about it, it is something wonderful. You know, to know about your background, your ancient background, where your mother comes from, where your father, your grandparents come from. But they don't have anybody here that... They have a group named Anti-Africano, right? All I see them have is eat and drink, and but I don't see them teaching you anything. Nothing. So if they would only have people to really teach, you know, because I grew up, well, I in Panama and the States, but I can tell you anything about my father, my grandmother, my great-grandmother. I don't know anything, unless I may read something, but besides that, I know nothing.
What would be the first word that comes to mind when someone says West Indian? If you could think of one word that comes to mind as soon as someone says West Indian, what would that be?
Black. No. What? Black. Black.
What other word?
What the hell?
Huh?
What the hell?
I think black is more significant.
Now, what qualities, cultural behaviors, or other things do you associate with being West Indian? What are those key characteristics of a West Indian that you think about?
What kind of character?
Just cultural behaviors, things that we tend to do that is either just typically Western, it can't be anybody else.
I'm not going to come to mind.
Okay, all right. Well, I might come back to that one after, and I think about that one. Do you think people in Panama have ever treated you different based on your race or based on being Western?
Oh, yeah, them treat you different.
How?
Chamba, very different.
Okay. Have you had any particular experiences where people have called you Chamba
yes.
or other things?
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about
because that? If you in a group or you going someplace, you know, and they is Panamanian, well, them white then, because not all of them is Panamanian. And you in the front, they would like to get in front and then say, Chombo, quítate de aquí, hombre. Tú no naciste aquí, you know what I mean?
Does this happen still today, or did it happen more before?
It's still happening to me. Although they're trying to be better, we carry them off with living English, but it's still happening today.
Mm-hmm. All right. Have you ever lived outside of Panama? Like for more than 6 months, have you ever lived in the U.S. or in some other country?
No. I visited Bogota.
Okay.
Yeah. United States, but I never lived. I live in Colonias for about a year.
Uh-huh. All right. Have you ever been affected? How has knowing or not knowing English affected you, whether positively or English? You know English. So how has that affected you, either positively or negatively?
It never affected me negatively because I grew up knowing English. Went to English school before I decided to go to a Spanish school because as I was telling my grandmother said I'm blind. So the hardest was learning Spanish.
Now, are you married? I know yes. My question is, how did you meet your husband?
Mr. Robert, that's your grandchild, so I'm not going to say nothing. Do you hear what is that?
I don't know.
I meet you in a bar. That's what you tell her when she come in and I hear?
That's
a huh? We was living up 4th Street. We are bar, and I knew him. I knew his first wife. We were friends. And she didn't have any children. So I had 7. And then she used to call me upstairs. Louis, send my effing children downstairs to me. You know. And then he had knew her from Cologne. So when when he heard that she was there and went up there looking for her, and he asked her to marry her. She named Beatrice. And she told him, you have to marry me and my 7 children. And he said, 7 children? He said, yes, when them come, I'm going to show you. So, in Nigeria. And he said, about, you have so much children? He said, yes, yeah, them is my 7 children. And he really had loved my children. And her, he married her with his 7 children. And I don't have any complaint, they moved. And then afterward, she moved me near to her in 15th Street with her children. Because when we was up there, and she read it, she said her birthday was always the 6th of September. Anytime she going anywhere, she called, send my effing children them and give me. And I'll be calling with her and the neighbor and we'd say, Louise, put on the phone, look down the hill. Her mother and all the rest of her bag. I and then running coming up the side of the street. So when they came here and lived, I didn't even know she was living here. But they knew. And then she died in 94, no? She died in 94, and then he asked me to marry him. I said, not me, I don't have time for you. In belly was up. And he knew to drink more rum. Not me. Not me. And I came here, and then he said, you not marry me? I said, no. And he picked up the phone, and suddenly I hear her mother on the phone. Mama, marry Mr. Robert. Mr. Robert is a good man. Mr. Robert has taken care of us. So I didn't know that his wife had all of them phone number. And then I hear my big daughter, and I hear Tony, and then, my Mr. Robert. My mistake here, Mr. Robert. And so that's how I'm married.
Wow.
And up to now, he never did nothing wrong.
Excellent. What a model.
No, he does do things wrong. And if them call him, how is you, Louisa and stuff, then them tell him, yeah, I better leave him alone. And this one used to be in it when she used to come after him. He never did nothing wrong for her. I always the wrong one. That's how I married him, and I tell him he wants to marry me after stop drinking rum. And he must really love me because he stopped drinking the rum. Until now, I'm 91 and I'm there going and coming. Memory failing a little, but the heart and body is there, I thank God for it. Up to children, the doctor said. That means I take a good care of my kind blood count was 10. Doctor said, gone up to 12 and it look good now. So I thank God for that. And then this is his nephew that came back to live in Panama. And I thank God, you know, because he don't have to. First of all, PJ don't have to, but he comes. If he go in Portobello, he don't know the time, you know, they'll tell you 7 minutes and come 8, but then we'll go into Portobello. And anywhere that he believe his uncle should, you know, he take him. So since he hear him, uncle go more places than New York. So I too have to thank God for it. You know, because he could come to Panama, and that's his only uncle, and he don't look, because he have other aunt, and he don't really looking for the aunt, as he look for his uncle. So as I just said, it's not a coincidence, it's what God wants to be. You know.
So tell me about your children. How many children do you have? And just tell me a little bit about what they do, what are their lives.
Well,
like.
Eleanor won't be 62. She live in the United States over 40. She have 3 children. A twin and a girl, and she works in a bank. And one of the girls work in a store. The other one retired as a master sergeant, I think, from the army. And the guy, the son is there. But that one is her mother, left here in 96. And she too graduated as a nurse aide. A nurse aide, is it Gabby? A nurse aide. And she have 3, well, her 3 is here. Eleonora, Buchito, and Gabby. And then, have Delfina that she went up, I think it's 86. She have 5. And she live in Warner Robins, Georgia, and she have a daycare center. And then I have Tony, which is number 4, she worked by Target as a supervisor. She have 3 kids, 2 boys and a girl. One of the boys live in North Carolina, one live in New York, and the girl live in New York also. And then I have Loretta. She lives in Wichita. Not Fort Virginia. She has three also. And I think one is still in the army as a nurse. The guy living in Miami, son living in Miami, and the other one was in the Marine. She came up. And then I have Danita. She lives in Northport, Richmond, Virginia, and she is a supervisor in the King's Office. On her adult, she lives in Alabama. Yeah.
All right. Now, do they consider...
Oh, and Jimmy, he works in Radio Continental.
Oh, so he's in Panama.
Yeah. He will be 62.
Do your children consider themselves Panamanian, West Indian, American, or all three things?
Panamanian.
Do they all speak English?
Yeah.
And grandchildren, do they all speak English?
Well, the grandchildren more speak Spanish. I speak to them in English, though.
So they understand English?
Oh, yes. Can you understand me, Gary?
Why do you think it is that your children speak English and grandchildren speak Spanish? And have you ever talked to them about their language choices and so forth?
Because is that they went to Spanish school. None of them ever go to English school. But by speaking English, you know, and then they try reading it and learning it, so that's why.
Okay. All right. So, I know you said you have family that lives in the United States. Let's see if we can go through.
My children.
All your children except Jimmy?
That's right.
So, when they visit Panama, do you think other Panamanians also see them as Panamanians, or do they look at them as if they're more American?
I really don't know that. But that's Gabby that wanted to go when her mother comes. But you see, there, when her mother comes, she's from church to home, or a seminar, right? Because she's different from the rest. When the rest come, they mean any baby, but not she mother. So, but they act same way.
Yeah.
When them come, you may know, well, I know I didn't see you last year, or Malia, you didn't come last year, or like that, but them don't talk through them nose, and them talk like if them didn't leave.
Now, you told me you visited some places in the outside of Panama, is that it?
Yeah, Boca de Toro.
Okay, well, mainly in Panama. How about outside of Panama? Have you visited the U.S. or Costa Rica?
I used to go every year. Yes, I visited Costa Rica. That's a beautiful place.
Uh-huh. Where else?
Like Costa Rica.
Mm-hmm. Where in Costa Rica did you go?
In the city.
San Jose?
Yeah. I want Chiriqui. Where would you come from? Chiriqui?
Acabla. Okay, yeah. That's in Panama. Alright. How was your experience in the U.S. and in Costa Rica in general, but also how was your experience in terms of what you felt people knew about Panamanians or West Indian Panamanians? So did you feel people knew about Panama when you went to the U.S.?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And did they know about West Indians?
The most of all, they know about the canal. And I'm telling you nothing about the canal. Some people don't even know that you really have people living here They only think it's about the canal, you know, when you tell them, but I live in Panama. By the canal? No, I don't live in the canal. I thought it was only the canal.
And how about Costa Rica? Was that the same experience as far as what they know about Panama?
No, because Costa Rica is near. So, you know, from here we go over and then come over. So they know that this is a city where people live in, not only the canal with water.
Now, we're almost done. Is there a specific message you would like to communicate to the younger people of these generations, younger West Indians or younger Panamanians in general? What would be a message that you'd like to send out?
What I would like to send out is to stop the violence and so much killing in them. And try to live in peace and, you know, look to the man up above, you know. Because if you have a peace of mind, you know, and try to understand, you know, you need to understand me for me to understand you. And I would like very much for the younger group that's coming up, you know, to live in peace and try to understand each and every one. Even the older people, try to understand them. Maybe this would be able to be a better world.
Are you part of any particular group or community organization? And what role do you play in them? You already mentioned with the church.
Well, that's a group. That group is not in the church. That group is also in the church.
What is the name of the group again?
Traveling for a Group of Jesus. I'll give you a card.
Okay.
And you go.
And what do you do with this group?
Just like that, then you go and pray. Like today, we go and pray, and Myrna would keep the service, and I give the word.
You go to the asilos, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Or you go to other places too.
Yeah, we go to all the asilos, and if you know of a sick and need prayer, you call us, and we maybe all nine don't go, but about four of us would go and pray. If you can clean your place and we can, we go and we clean. We don't charge to do any work that God tells us to do.
Is there anything else that we have not included or we have not asked you that you would like to add to the interview?
No.
No? Well, then we're done. I'm just going to thank you again for participating. And feel free to contact us if you have any questions or if there's anything in your interview you'd like to change, take out, or add. All right. Well, we are finished.
So, thank you again, Mrs. Roberts.